This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
.6% of the German population is contaminated with glyphosate. Yes, Monsanto's favorite weed killer chemical. Glyphosate. That's right. Turns out that a study that looked at the urine of German citizens found glyphosate at super high levels in their urine, sometimes five times higher than the legal limit of glyphosate in drinking water. And a third of the population, according to this report from the ecologists, a third of the population showed levels that were between 10 and 42 times higher than what is permissible in drinking water. Wow. Wow. Now, why is this such a big deal? Two reasons. Number one, all of the chemical pushers, including scumbag Tom Vilsack, the secretary of the USDA, a lying, pathetic biotech prostitute, and all the GMO pushers and all the paid-off, bribed academic scientists at the University of Florida and other places who are total prostitutes to the biotech industry, they all claim that glyphosate breaks down very quickly after it's sprayed on plants. Yep, they say, don't worry about that glyphosate. It all breaks down in a few hours. It just becomes, glycine and some kind of phosphate fertilizer or whatever they claim. It just breaks down. Don't worry about it. They say it can't hurt you because by the time you eat the plant, it's not even glyphosate anymore. It's something else. Something that's harmless, of course, if you believe these prostitute scumbags. But if that's true, then how is it showing up in the urine of 99.6% of the German population? Now, think about this. Let's invoke actual scientific logic, which I know the entire biotech industry would not recognize because they hate science. They like to pretend that they are using science and logic, but it's actually just the illusion of science. If we use real reasoning and real logic, we would have to think, if the glyphosate molecule is showing up in someone's urine, that means that it doesn't just go away very quickly, does it? Because it had to get into that person's body through probably food or water, right? Some kind of beverage, maybe a beer, maybe a glass of water, maybe some corn chips, maybe some soy that was sprayed with Roundup or other forms of glyphosate. So it had to come from somewhere, right? I mean, we can all agree that there is no magical, spontaneous creation of glyphosate molecules in the urine stream of German citizens. They're not magically peeing glyphosate, like just coming out of nowhere, just streams of glyphosate urine spraying all over Hamburg. That's not where this comes from. This is cause and effect. There is a scientific reason why the glyphosate is in their urine. And that's because, it's in their bodies, right? Because the urine is eliminating things that were in your body, right? We can agree on that. That's a very obvious kind of scientific statement, right? And, your kidneys filter things out and it goes through your bladder and goes out your urine, right? So the glyphosate had to be in their bodies. Well, how did it get in their bodies? Are they synthesizing glyphosate in their bones? No. The glyphosate is getting in their bodies because they're eating it or they're drinking it. Well, that means that glyphosate must be in the foods or the beverages or the water, right? You follow me so far? Gotta be. If we're going to invoke logic and science and rational thinking on this, cause and effect, right? So it had to be in the food or the water or the beverages or something. Which means that it doesn't disappear very quickly, does it? Because no one is actually going out into a field of soy and grazing on it like a cow, are they? No. No, the soy is harvested, or the beer barley or what have you is harvested, and then it's processed and it's washed and it's often cooked, right? And then packaged and transported and shipped and put on the shelves, and then it sits there for a while and people buy it and then they prepare it or cook it or do something else and microwave it, what have you. And even after all that, the glyphosate is still there. Imagine that. This is bulletproof glyphosate, essentially, right? Because it survives all of this processing, and it still is intact, and it's still in the body, and this is something that the entire biotech GMO industry utterly denies, because they are living in a total delusional world that is anti-science. In the real world, cause and effect actually works, and when people eat foods that were sprayed with glyphosate, they have glyphosate in their bodies, and the glyphosate shows up in their urine, and it ends up being documented in the studies that were just published that shows 99.6% of Germans are contaminated with glyphosate. And this is, let's see, Nicole Sagener from The Ecologist writes about this. A study carried out by the Heinrich Boll Foundation. The Heinrich Boll Foundation. So glyphosate actually does persist, right? It persists in soils. It persists in foods. It survives processing and harvesting and cooking and all these other things. And it goes into your body. And there it causes cancer. There it disrupts hormone signaling in the body and contributes to all kinds of crazy cancers like we saw in those rats with cancer tumors that are so huge. The poor little rats have to drag themselves across the floor because they can't even stand up anymore. The tumors are so large that they can't even reach the ground anymore with their own legs. This is what we are being fed by the USDA and its scumbag secretary, Tom Vilsack, and all the biotech poison pushers, the criminals who run the dark ops, all the operations across the internet, the trolls who work for big biotech, these poison pushers, these seed monopolists, these intimidation experts, defamation artists, slander teams. This is what they are pushing, this poison called glyphosate, that is going to be the scourge of humanity. And this is who they are. They're poison people. They traffic death and destruction and agricultural decimation. This is what they do. This is their philosophy, because it comes from deep inside them, where they harbor intense evil and hatred for humanity. That's what these people are. If you look at these people, including Tom Vilsack of the USDA, they all have intense hatred for life. They hate organics. They hate nature. They hate natural medicine. They hate salads. Yeah, they hate kale. You know, they're just kale haters. A little kale racist, kale eugenicist, you know what I mean? They just hate life. They hate forests and streams and oceans and marine ecosystems. They hate all these forms of life on the planet, and they mostly hate people who grow organic food. That's who they really hate, because those people aren't using their damn chemicals. And so they really want to attack the organic farmers. They don't even want you to be able to say organic anymore. Have you heard the USDA issued a regulation, I don't know, a year ago or whatever, they said, you can't even use the word organic on your label anymore unless it's only half the size of your product name font. So, you know, if your product name is 24-point font size, you can only use the word organic maximum 12 points. You can't even make the word organic the same size as your label anymore, as your name. That's the USDA. Got to minimize organic, make sure nobody knows that it's actually organic, because they hate organics, because Tom Vilsack is a total biotech industry prostitute, scumbag, criminal, anti-human, anti-life puppet of the poison, pesticide, and herbicide industry, pretending to be the Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture, which is actually the U.S. USDA, U.S. Death Agency, probably. It's really what it's all about. Mr. Pro-TPP wants to shove GMOs down the throats of all the people all over the world and wants to ban GMO labeling globally through the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Yeah, that's the guy. Tom Vilsack, scumbag in chief of the USDA, Mr. Glyphosate pusher. That's the kind of guy he is. So back to the US, you know, barley that's used to make beer is being sprayed with so much glyphosate that the EPA had to jump in and say, oh, we got to revise the allowable exposure to glyphosate levels in barley. Otherwise, all these crops are going to be, you know, too toxic to sell. So instead of saying, hey, don't sell them to people, don't use them to make beer because the beer is going to be toxic and cause cancer. No, the EPA said, let's just adjust the numbers here. Change those numbers. Make it okay. We'll just call it okay. You know, the same way the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, every time there's another disaster like Fukushima, and there's a big cloud of radiation that comes over to the United States. They don't say, hey, everybody, watch out for the radiation. No, they say, let's just kind of raise the limits and call it good. It's all good now. Yeah, we added another digit to that number, multiplied it by 10. Yeah, we can do that math because we work for the government. We can add zeros, as many as you want. That's what we do. We're great at adding zeros to the national debt or nuclear radiation exposure numbers, what have you. That's all they do. They sit in their little corners with their little desks, chewing their little pencils and adding little zeros to the ends of everything and collecting paychecks. And so they did this through the EPA. For glyphosate as well. They said, glyphosate, well, man, there's so much out there. Oh, it's everywhere. We better say it's okay. This is their decision. Like, they must have had a room full of scientists sitting around a table, a bunch of scientists. Do you think glyphosate might be harmful? Another scientist says, well, of course it's harmful in these amounts that we're seeing. Another scientist says, well, we're the scientists for the EPA. We have a solution. And the whole room is silent. What's your solution? And the EPA scientist says, raise the limits, and everybody cheers, and they eat donuts and call it a day. Yeah, another wonderful government committee achieving success for you. Yes, you and your chemotherapy doctor. So this is what they do. They sit around in this kind of intellectual circle jerk of incompetency combined with this great hatred for life on the planet, and they push poisons down everyone's throats, and then when there's too much poison in the food, they just raise the limits. Raise the limits! Whether it's the EPA, the FDA, the USDA, they're all the same. They're all incompetent quacks. They're all corrupt. They're all sellouts. They're all treasonous against the American people. They don't give a crap about what's in your food. In fact, the more poison, the better, because then the FDA's favorite buddies over at Big Pharma can sell more drugs to you. You know, as your liver starts to fail or your kidneys start to fail, you get cancer tumors growing in you because you ate so much glyphosate in the barley that the EPA said was okay now. Now you got to have chemotherapy. Well, that makes money for the chemotherapy companies that give money to the FDA to do what they call scientific reviews. Really? So you see, it is a giant scam of making money off of your disease and your sickness and your cancer. This is what they do. They poison you through the food, and then they medicate you for profit and take everything you ever earned. You notice that? You notice how healthcare costs have doubled, tripled, quadrupled over the last 15, 20 years? You notice that? No coincidence. You think that's random? No, it's all by design. You and everybody else, and myself included, we're all, in their minds, we're all suckers for their little scam, their racket. Poison us with the foods, medicate us for profit. That's it. That's their scam. That's what they believe. That's what they push. That's what they vote for. That's how they stay in power. How do you think the American Cancer Society keeps getting so many donations? Because so many people have cancer. Why is that? They're all eating GMOs and glyphosate. So the EPA raises the levels to make sure more people get more cancer, more donations to the Cancer Society, which claims to be looking for the cure. Yeah, they're looking for the cure. Is it under this rock? Is it behind this leaf? Is it underneath this carpet? Where is the cure? Let's look for molecules. Let's look for chemicals. Where's the cure? The cure, you morons, says stop eating cancer. Stop eating the glyphosate. That's the cancer. The cure is to stop giving yourself cancer. They're not interested in that. They're not looking for that. They can't sell that. They can't sell avoidance. They can only sell you pills and radiotherapy and chemotherapy and scans and mammograms that cause cancer, by the way. They can only sell you more stuff if you're more sick. They can't sell you anything if you're healthy and well and self-reliant. They need you to be diseased and sick and eating their poison and taking their pills and buying their prescriptions. This is how they win and you lose. And it's these asshats like Tom Vilsack at the head of the USDA that keep making it happen. Meanwhile, almost 100% of the population is poisoned with glyphosate, and almost nobody is talking about it except you and me right here. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reminding you of how we're all getting screwed in this chemical cancer racket. So if you want to do something about it, stop eating their poison. Start buying organic. Start growing your own food. Avoid the pesticides, the herbicides. In fact, the less you even go to the grocery store, the healthier you're going to be. Grow as much food as you can. Barter with people. I don't know. Go to a farmer's market, a co-op, a CSA. Do something other than rewarding these criminal corporations and their criminal, incompetent bureaucrats who keep trying to shove poison down your throat. Do something different, and you'll get different results. You don't have to be a statistic. You don't have to die of cancer. Even if they say it's in your genes don't get expressed unless they're bathed in the poisons that express the genes of cancer. You understand that? Epigenetics, man. You eat the right food, you have the right nutrients, you suppress the cancer, and you activate the anti-cancer genes that are also in your genetic code because you have a blueprint for perfect health. You just have to express it with the right foods and the avoidance of the poisons like glyphosate. That's the answer. It's simpler than you think. It's so simple that no one will normally ever tell you this anywhere in the media. You won't see this on TV. You won't hear any scientists talking about this because they need money from the National Science Foundation. They need grant money. They need university money, and the universities are paid by Monsanto. Most of the scientists have been silenced and oppressed and suppressed into towing the party line, let's say. So almost nobody's going to tell you this, but it's the honest, simple truth of the matter. It's all a racket. And they need you to stay sick for them to stay rich. So thanks for listening. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My website is naturalnews.com. My laboratory is at cwclabs.com. And my book, which is sure to piss off all these people I just mentioned, is called Food Forensics, and you can find it at foodforensics.com. Thanks for listening. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science.
the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.